You're listening to WRUU-LP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings, community radio with global soul.
Check, check, one, two. Hope you like a little country. Rock and roll and blues. Cause we sure love playing for good people like you. Let me know if you can hear me. Check, check, one, two.
You are listening to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, the radio show that features conversations with and the music of local musicians and traveling musicians performing in town. I'm your host, Dave Lake. Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am continuing my conversation with singer-songwriter Ashley Daneman, who in January released her latest album, Big Dreams Die Slowly. Welcome back to Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, Ashley Daneman.
Hi, thanks for having me again.
And so we have the new album, and the new album is Big Dreams Die Slowly.
Yeah.
We move on to Real. Real is, in a sense, a continuation to me of the previous song to that, and that's Give Me a Name. Because having a name makes things real. But things are real even without having that name. And so it really speaks to the things that are around you that are real, that are tangible, even though without a position in that world, it's hard to put solidity to things, but they are real.
Yeah. I experienced depersonalization and derealization during my time of burnout. A lot of that song is just trying to ground myself and remind myself I'm not, you know, floating off into the ether. Even if it doesn't feel real, it is real. Yeah, and I also had vertigo, which is highly disturbing. And that song was also, again, the room isn't spinning, I'm here. That's really what that one came out of.
And in the song Real, there's the line, I know my name, I know my location. And so there's that centering back to the previous song is, what is my name? Now it's a centering in terms of, I do have a name, I know my name, and I know where I am.
Yeah. I mean, you're right. I think each song is its own coping strategy. This one is like, okay, you know your name, you know, I know my location. And the other one is kind of, I surrender, I give up.
help me.
Yeah, help me, exactly.
This is sort of a self-realization song, I guess. Because you're putting yourself in with what you know is real around you. And the listing of things that are real ends with, music is real. And we are music, and art, which music is really more real than anything else, except love.
That's my logic.
This piece is really musically very interesting because of the fact that at the beginning you have these series of forzando hits with sort of each line there's a hit. And then you have into this Latin rhythm, which is in itself an interesting combination in the context of the song lyric. So why a Latin rhythm in this particular context?
So this is something we worked out on the spot in the studio, right? Like trying to get the right feeling. It was meant to be kind of like a circus-y klezmer. It was meant to have that kind of almost disorienting type of feeling. It ended up, you know, being a little more tame, but that was the intention.
And then there's a keyboard solo in it. And then you have also these rhythmic forzando hits as you go through the rest of the piece as well. But at the very ending, where you have the line, I know what I'm doing, it becomes very ethereal.
Yeah, it's a whole tone scale there. It's instead of doing a major scale, you actually go equal steps, whole steps between every single note, which has that kind of like ethereal kind of, we're going to go to someplace else now. Yeah, that was me being like, I'm saying with my mouth, I know what I'm doing, but I don't know what I'm doing. And so musically was able to establish context for that.
The earth is real. I am real. This is real. This is real. I know my name. I know my location. People are real. Floors are real, walls are real, ceilings are real, skies are real, eyes are real, babies are real. Whoa.
And then there are a couple of love songs on this album. And one of them is a very positive love song, at least to me.
Mm-hmm.
And one is a, this is probably not a love affair I should be in sort of love song.
What fun is life without those? No, I'm just kidding.
And so what's the origin of these?
Well, my question to you is which one is which?
Oh, okay. To me, Like Someone Divine,
mm-hmm.
is a song about questioning love that you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But in the long run, the thought is that it will be very good.
Mm-hmm.
Where the song Me and You is, I really like being in this relationship, but I know it's bad for me. It is really bad and it's not going anywhere. And I shouldn't be doing this sort of thing.
Well, both of those songs, you know, usually for all of my recordings, I've written the material present day and recorded it. But because of my circumstances this time, I said, you know what, it's okay to use older material or like the arrangement from the friend, you know, it just kind of get together what you can. So I went back and I had these two songs that were both written 15 years ago about my now husband when we were dating. Yeah, we had a little laundry list of why we shouldn't be together. Now, of course, the song Me and You is a little bit of a victory lap because it was kind of like, you know, yeah, you had your doubts. You had these concerns on paper, right? But they ended up being pretty meaningless. And they were things like the fact that we, at that time, we were kind of practicing different religions. I had a child from a previous marriage. We had a significant age gap between us. I think those were all the reasons. But, you know, so it was more just like, oh, this looks horrible on paper. But as it turns out, it really was not that at all.
And so me and you, there's the rhythm guitar opening with the guitar solo, which is a very nice combination. And then you have the keyboard also having a solo. And this has backing vocals, which are, of course, you.
It's me.
And it's, here are all the warning signs.
Yeah.
We see warning sign after warning sign, but I want to ignore these warning signs.
Well, and I really couldn't. Neither of us could. We broke up several times. And it was just like a magnet in the best way. I know there are relationships where there are, it's a bad magnet. But, you know, so it's just fun when I sing that line now. Every day I wonder what could become of us. Well, what became of us was 15 years of marriage, 3 kids, you know, very happy.
I thought of you all morning despite my mind's strict warning that this would be the ruin of my soul. But your arms so cold, they embraced me, my mind ran on, and you taste me despite my baby crying down the hall. And I said I wouldn't want you, but it's much too late for that. And I said I shouldn't see you, but I'm always coming back. And I said I'd never need you, but I'm getting so off track. I said I couldn't love you, and maybe it's the truth, but each day
like someone divine, is predicting the future as well. And it is a more positive picture of predicting the future. Give it some time to be free, meaning maybe we need a gap in what we're doing here, but the time will teach us what it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was coming out of a rough situation, and when I met my husband, he was just the total opposite of that. And I kind of couldn't quite compute. And I, part of me was not sure about it for that reason. I was like, why are you so nice to me?
And you ask, why are you so kind? Mm-hmm. You know, how can you be so kind?
Yeah.
Because that was not the previous relationship, I take it.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Do you think love feels like this? How you've changed me with just a kiss? I wouldn't know what you're thinking of. I never had me someone who loved. Give it some time, sometimes you'd be free. And time will teach us how we're meant to be. But I'm not a girl, all patient and fine. Yet I watch you wait like someone divine. And talking is cheap, it's all on the line. Somehow I break because you're so
And the next song is All the Worries of My Heart. And this is a reflection back, or looking at one as one ages. Mm. Sometimes I look down at my hands and I see the age upon them. I wonder how I got this far. Meaning maybe it was a lifestyle that getting to a point where you can see age on the back of your hands is unexpected.
Hmm. Yeah, I think part of my story we haven't mentioned is when I was 25, I had a delayed onset PTSD that was quite severe. And I was hospitalized for a short time. And this was from childhood abuse that I experienced and kind of had bottled away until I became pregnant. And then I got sick, mentally ill, and that was like a tearing of the paper in half. My life before felt completely unreal. And at that time, I just really, it was such a struggle to be that traumatized that I just really didn't see myself making it in life. And that was a reflection of how, you know, my brain was at that time, once I recovered, I was not thinking that way. But there's also something that comes with PTSD and trauma in general, which is a foreshortened sense of future. So, you know, that's something that I've had off and on. And so it was really about that sense.
And you reflect on the scars that you carry with you. And you feel the pain when you reflect upon those scars.
Yeah, and that also kind of harkens back to that time.
And all these worries taunt you from day to day. But you have to realize that those worries will not help you.
I think finally I had to see for myself that I kind of could see the machine for once. I was like, oh, me trying to solve for everything before it happens, not only is it not sustainable, but it's not going to help me be calm and peaceful and healthy and happy. And, you know, the day I wrote that, I just sat at the piano and I just kind of poured out of me because I was just dealing with a lot of anxiety at that time. And it was just like, this is futile. Being this anxious is not helping, you know, and it's just like, it's time. I guess I was able to see it at this time, finally. It's like, this is a coping strategy. It's not a solution. And before, I didn't really see it. I just was it. So this song was incredibly healing.
And this song is sung to guitars, a rhythm guitar, and then there's a guitar solo as part of it as well, alone, and a yeah. bass player. And so, why?
This is an intimate conversation between a person and their heart and their deepest self, and it just requires the tenderness of the stringed instruments and nothing else.
Sometimes when I look down at my hands and I see the age upon them, I wonder how I got this far. When I see the age upon them, all the worries of my heart taunting me from day to day, hey, all the worries of my heart, they won't save me. No, they won't save me. They won't save
The next song on the album is Some Stars. And this is just the reverse of the previous song in terms of it is reaching for the stars, reaching up, knowing that they are within reach. And the orchestration of the piece is also completely different in terms of this begins very high in your range, which is the only song on the album that you really sing that high in your range. And then there's a chorus of voices with it, which, again, all the voices are yours. And you have the full ensemble, the music ensemble. Again, guitar solo, piano, rhythm section. And then you have a piano solo in the middle of it. But it's really the full production number, so to speak.
Yeah, it's like a journey.
And to me, it was coming out of the milieu that we had sort of set the tone of in the previous songs. And that is, it's only you right now. It's only us right now. I feel the air right now. It's crystal clear right now. So it's the dawning of the new experience.
Yeah, this is about being present with yourself and with other people. And I guess the transcendence of the present moment. For me, when I'm singing to a listening audience, that's the space and the energy that I feel. Anybody who's been moved inside internally by being at a concert or hearing a piece of music, that's what I'm talking about. And the beginning of the song is saying, well, maybe I don't need to hang so tightly to those giant dreams, but I certainly can have some stars, some dreams. I can certainly reach some, and that's enough for me.
Oh, I see it's all in me. I'm small, but I can reach some stars. Some stars.
This is WRUULP, Savannah, Georgia, 107.5 FM, WRUU.org. We are Savannah Soundings Community Radio with Global Soul.
You're listening to WRUU, your local radio station, for people just like you, hosted by people from your community. The voices you hear are your neighbors, coworkers, and others from the Savannah and Lowcountry area. In other words, WRUU is your community radio station. Please help us by donating whatever you can to help your neighbors and friends stay on the air. Go to WRUU.org and support your local radio station. Any amount is welcomed. Thank you for your support of WRUU.
Women Heart Savannah, a local heart health support group, meets on the third Thursday of each month from 5:30 to 6:45 p.m. at the Chatham County Health Department Midtown Clinic at 1602 Drayton Street. There is no cost to attend. The goal of Women Heart Savannah is to provide education and information about healthy lifestyle changes to prevent cardiovascular disease in women in Chatham County. The next meeting will be on Thursday, May 21st. The panel discussion for the Preston Orr King of Squares solo exhibition is at Art Southeast, 2301 Bull Street, Savannah, on Saturday, May 23rd at 2 p.m. The panel discussion features local artists and friends of Preston. His work elevates materials that even the most adventuresome artists overlook or discard. More information is available at www.artsoutheast.org.
This music is often called classical music, but remember, Mozart, Beethoven, and Liszt were the rock stars of their time, so I simply call it great music. I'm your host, Dave Lake, and join me for four centuries of great music, with new episodes each week on Sundays from 3 to 5 p.m. We also have encores of these episodes on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. from mid-June to early December.
Welcome back to Music Local and Sustainable, and I'm your host, Dave Lake.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I am continuing my conversation with singer-songwriter Ashley Daneman, who in January released her latest album, Big Dreams Die Slowly.
And the next song is one of the covers, and this is You Go to My Head.
Yes, the jazz feature.
This is a great song because there are some, I mean, we can go back to Billie Holiday.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Ella Fitzgerald has a wonderful rendition of this. Frank Sinatra has a wonderful rendition of this.
Yeah. It's a great song.
Oh, it's a great song. And they're very varied.
Yeah.
Because you have Diana Krall, who does it really slow and extended out. And then you have Judy Garland. Who does it in the complete opposite way, so fast, and runs through this song like no time. And that's from her Carnegie Hall album. And, of course, I have Rufus Wainwright's Judy at Carnegie Hall album, in which he does this song. And he does them most of the time in the style that Judy Garland did them. And so he does it in the very fast format, too. And then I was thinking, you know, Bob Dylan... Oh, this may be right before the pandemic, maybe?
Hmm.
Or maybe around the pandemic time, did a 3-CD album of jazz standards.
Okay, I remember this.
Called Triptych.
That's cool.
And this is on that.
Oh,
this song is on that Triptych set of albums. And so I was like, whoa, this is pretty serious. That she's taking such a well-established jazz standard and putting it on this album. And so my question is, why?
Gosh, I wish I had a romantic answer for that. Like I said, I was looking for more repertoire in a very uncharacteristic way, because usually I'm just driven by everything internal. But this time I'm going to use a little extra stuff. The pianist on my very first album, his name is Dave Izard, and he and I met in New York, and he and I would play gigs. We'd play duo gigs, and we would have a fantastic time going flying wherever we wanted together. which is really special when you have a duo partner like that. And he created that arrangement of the song. He's like, let's play this song. And I was like, oh, this arrangement makes me feel so free. Like, I love the groove. I love the feeling of it. Dave decided to become an airline pilot. And we support Dave, but we miss Dave's plane. However, I called him up and I was like, hey, do you still have this arrangement? Because it felt so good. Just the tension that he creates that complements the lyrics and also the expanse, right? And I felt, so yeah, he's like, well, let me dust off stuff and get it to you. So he did. Thanks, Dave. I'm a jazz artist at heart, but I'm also really also not. Like, I'm both. But when I play jazz, I like it to feel like this. And he had the vehicle for that. And so I said, with these players, this is going to be a good experience. But I also feel truly that the longing represented and the intense emotion and the desire that's all represented in this song, another way to express what was going on with me at the time. So it felt honest to include it.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful song, and I know why everybody's covered it. It's got some great lines in terms of metaphors for affection. You know, like bubbles in a glass of champagne, and you go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you gives me these feelings.
You can just feel it. We all know what the lyricist is talking about.
And the line, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You have probably spent one summer here in Savannah.
Gave it new meaning, yes.
Gave it new meaning. So maybe this relationship isn't as good as that. Because my wife and I spend our July up in Massachusetts. So
nice.
a little bit, primarily because there's like a billion music festivals going on simultaneously in Western Mass.
Yeah.
And adjoining New York and adjoining Vermont. And so that's the reason we're up there. Don't necessarily go because of the heat. But again, it's amazing the difference in terms of thermal climb as well.
It is special.
Again, it's a sort of questioning because there's a line, though I'm certain that my heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. So it's love that might not go anywhere, but it's just a beautiful song about romance.
I think it was more for me about my career at this point, but passion all the same.
Like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep for two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea cast a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see this never can be? But you go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head. You go to my head. like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a julep for two. The thrill of the thought that you might give a thought to my plea casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see this never can be? Oh, but you go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, and I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy life.
And then we close the album with Hard Times Come Again No More.
Yeah.
Of course, written by that famous jazz composer, Stephen Foster.
Exactly.
There is a favorite. There is a recording.
James Taylor, Yo-Yo Ma.
You got it. Yeah.
Yep.
On Appalachian Journey album.
Yeah.
And I think what triggered my thought about that album from this particular recording that you did was the wonderful use of the bass.
Mm.
Because it basically, it's bass ostinato opening, which continues the ostinato pretty much until about mid-song, then it changes a little bit. But it's basically you and the bass player.
Mm-hmm.
You sing a little scat, little vocalese, as well as the lyric itself. And that took me back to Edgar Meyer, who is mm-hmm. one of my absolute favorite bass players.
Yeah. Yeah, that was all Andrew. He just kind of saw the chart. I gave them a very simple chart gave him a simple chart with the changes, and he just was like, what about this? And I was like, that's hot. Yeah. I initially recorded that song with a cello player and myself. And he was picking and making chords and stuff. So I kind of knew I wanted it just me and strings. And, you know, I feel really free when it's just me and the bass. I mean, you can't mess up. So it was the perfect choice. And I love that song a lot.
Well, that's another thing, too, with cello, including cello in jazz ensembles. We always miss the first weekend of the Savannah Music Festival because we head up to Big Ears Festival in Knoxville, Tennessee. And that is a combination of what one often calls new music, which is progressive jazz and contemporary classical music. And the number of jazz ensembles with cello players now has increased tremendously. Hmm. I always joke 50 years ago when I was a cello player, we weren't as cool. Now we're cool. And you see that a lot now with a cello playing the role of the bass. So they won't have a bass player necessarily in the band. They'll have a cello player, but the cello player will do the walking bass, for instance.
Interesting.
So that's not unusual these days. But this is just such a wonderful rendition of this song. It soars way up there.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite to the Appalachian Journey version, but
yeah.
Still, I can think about it. I mean, James Taylor, too. Yes, I love James Taylor, but he now performs every year at Tanglewood. Yeah, he has like 2 or 3 nights that he plays at Tanglewood. But at the very, very beginning of July or at the very end of June. And so we're not quite ready to go up there for a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Because we're there often until middle of August. And so we're not quite ready to go up for just him. And then for 2 weeks, not doing anything.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, as much as I love James Taylor, not quite to that point yet. Anyways, this is just such a wonderful rendition of this song.
Thank you. This song is special to me also because someone saw the video recording of me with the cellist several years ago, and they found me on the internet and they said, hey, like, can you come sing this at my friend's funeral? She just died. She died in, you know, middle age from cancer. They're like, but we want you to sing this song in this way. And it was, you know, this was the spirit of it. And so, what do they call it? Like, if I was like a doula, I would be a death doula of music, right? Like, I've never said this about myself before, but what I mean is to be able to have a song like this that is so core to the human experience that's lasted, you know, over 150 years and to be able to serve people grieving at a funeral, like, wow, it's just, this song is always so special to me because of that.
'Tis a sign that is waft across the troubled wave. 'Tis a wail that is heard upon the shore. 'Tis a dirge that is murmured around a lowly grave. Oh, hard times, come again no more. Yeah, it is truly a remarkable song. And as I said, remarkably done with the bass. It's just, again, it's going back the version from the Appalachian Journey album, of course, has Mark O'Connor on violin and Yo-Yo Ma on cello, but
yeah,
as well as James Taylor. But again, it was the Edgar Meyer connection, I think, mm-hmm, that connected me with this song, with your rendition of this song, with that particular rendition as well. Absolutely fabulous.
Thanks.
Let us pause in life's pleasures and count its many tears while we all sup sorrow with the poor. There's a song that will linger forever in our ears. Oh, hard times, come again no more. 'Tis the song, 'tis the sigh of the weary. Hard times, again no more. Go da 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 da. Go da 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 da. Go da 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 da. While we seek mirth and beauty, there is music light and gay. There are frail forms fainting at the door. Though their voices are silent, their pleading looks will say, oh, hard times come again no more. And it's the song, it's the sigh of the weary. Hard times come again no more. Many days you have lingered around my cabin door. Oh, hard times come again no more. No more, no more. No more, no more. No more, no more.
Tonight on Savannah Music Local and Sustainable, I've been talking with jazz singer-songwriter Ashley Daneman about the new album, Big Dreams Die Slowly, which was released on Friday, January 30th. And she's going to be performing at this coming up. And I want to thank you, Ashley Daneman, so very much for being on the show tonight.
Thank you. It's been lovely talking with you, Dave.